Now, let's find out what we're doing in this kitchen science. So we had a piece of transparent pork pie tray, put a tiny round drop of water on it, and we're looking closely through it at something. So, Dave, what should we be seeing?
So have a look at this. This is our script here.
OK, so I've got my script. I've got a piece of plastic. I'm holding it right up my eye, right up to the blob, and right on there. Oh, my goodness! So, like, the letters, I can see through the drop of water, the letters are really, really big. Like it's magnified them.
Yeah, basically, we've built a magnifying glass.
Out of just water and some pork pie tray.
Just out of water and a pork pie tray, that's right, Kat.
How does that work, then?
Okay, basically, light goes a little bit slower in water than it does in air. And if you imagine a car will go slower over sand than the road. So if you're driving on a road and your left-hand wheel goes into the sand, it'll slow down and turn in towards the sand, turn you around a corner. So basically, when the light hits the water, it's going to turn around a corner as it enters it, and when it leaves, it'll speed up again and then turn back again. And because it's curved, that means the light ends up bent. And it just so happens with a smooth curve with a droplet of water like that, it bends the light in such a way as it makes it look like there's a bigger object there than it actually is.
So it's acting like a lens, really, like a tiny little lens.
It is a tiny little lens. In fact, these were the first really good quality microscopes which were built by a guy called Anthony van Leeuwenhoek. We had a little brass plate and had a little tiny, almost spherical glass lens, very likely a droplet of water in the middle of it. And by looking, it's quite difficult to use to get really high magnifications, but he managed to get a magnification about 200 times, get very, very close up to things, and he actually was the first person to see bacteria. First person to see microbes. In about 1683, he was looking very closely at some of the plaque from one of his mate's teeth. And he saw little creatures like swimming around in it. Unfortunately, he didn't associate it with disease. And it took another couple of hundred years until Louis Pasteur in the 19th century worked this out. So there was about 200 years and no one really believed him that he'd seen these things because it was very difficult to use this microscope.
Now, earlier we were talking about when I sneezed on the monitor, and it kind of looks funny. If you sneeze on a computer monitor, you get little droplets of water. Is that the same thing that's
exactly
going
on
here?
Exactly the same thing. I'll blob some water on. Don't tell the BBC.
Yeah, you can see it kind of looks weird under where the droplets are.
You can see little rainbows under the droplets. Mm. What's going on here is that you're basically magnifying the screen quite large, maybe factor of 10 or 20, especially you get very small droplets. And what you've on a screen, there's three different colours. There's red, green and blue, and there's different amounts of those colours add up to give all the colours in the rainbow. And so, basically, you're magnifying little blobs of red, green and blue, and you can actually see the separate ones.
Yeah, you can see them, can't you? I've got little stripes in there.
That's why everything goes rainbowy when you sneeze on your monitor.
Who'd have thought that? Fascinating. So if you found that at home, or if you found unusual magnifying glasses anywhere else, do write in and let us know. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I wonder if you actually would do a modern-day equivalent of that and see bacteria in the snot that you sneeze out, and MRSA and God knows what. I'm afraid to report, guys, we've run out of time. So thank you very much to everyone who has contributed to this week's Naked Scientists Science Phone-In. Next week, we are turning to the problem of the post-Christmas bulge. We're looking at obesity, but we're looking specifically at the genes that can make you become obese, and also looking at the question of how what you eat can affect the baby that grows inside a pregnant woman, because there's a phenomenon called epigenetics, where you can change the expression of genes based on the health of a mother, and we'll be finding out how what you eat can have impacts on your baby. Join us next week if you can.
The Naked Scientist podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com.